Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to Tech Stuff, a production from iHeartRadio. Hey there, and welcome to Tech Stuff. I'm your host, Jonathan Strickland. I'm an executive producer with iHeart Podcasts, and how the tech are you? It's time for the tech news for December 19th, 2023. And first up, Elon Musk has had a pretty rocky 2023 in general, I think it's safe to say, and these last few months have been particularly challenging. I will add that in my own opinion, I feel like this is a rocky road that Elon Musk himself has paved. Anyway, the latest of those challenges is that the European Commission announced an investigation into X, the social platform formerly known as Twitter. This has to do with the new Digital Services Act in the EU, which came into effect this past August. This law sets out rules regarding stuff like disinformation, transparent advertising, and illegal content on the internet. So the goal was really to bring the member states of the EU, all of which have their own local sets of laws on these matters, closer into alignment, to have a sort of universal set of rules for the whole of the EU. For my fellow American listeners, think of it as the difference between, say, a federal law regarding a specific matter and a state law, similar to that. Anyway, the commissioners say that it appears X has not been compliant with this new law and that the platform has failed to do any significant work to prevent or respond to illegal content and disinformation posted to it. In particular, the focus is on information in the wake of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. On top of that, the commission argues that X has made use of a, quote, suspected deceptive design of user interface, end quote. And you might think, well, what the heck do they mean by that? Well, Lisa O'Carroll of The Guardian has an explanation. It's due to how X markets and operates the blue checkmark system. Now, I'll remind you that back in the Twitter days, a blue checkmark was a verification mark, right? It was meant to verify that an account belonged to the person it claimed to represent. So that way, if you saw a celebrity's account and there was a blue checkmark next to it, you could be assured that indeed the celebrity, or more likely the celebrity's PR team, owns that account. But now, a blue checkmark merely indicates someone who has paid to have the blue checkmark, which comes with a few little actual benefits in addition to having the blue checkmark appear next to your name. The investigation is in the earliest stages, and there is a lot to cover. Like, they're wondering if, does the blue checkmark actually mislead people? into thinking that somehow an account that has a blue check mark is more, you know, reliable than one that doesn't. So there's a lot more that has to go on. It's just a preliminary investigation at this point, and I am sure this comes as unwelcome news to Mr. Musk. If the EU determines that X has violated the Digital Services Act, the consequences can be pretty severe. Punishments can include a fine of up to 6% of the company's annual turnover. That's a UK term that essentially means gross revenue. So before you take all your expenses out, it's how much money you made before you had to deduct expenses. For X, that would be pretty awful, as the company has already had massive drops in revenue as it is. They could even potentially block X from operating within the EU. So this is a big deal, and we'll have to see how this story unfolds. If the recent past is anything to go by, it will probably not go well for X unless Elon Musk decides to remove himself from that situation entirely, which I don't see happening, but I think that's really the only way out for the platform. Next up, Comcast has now confirmed it has been the target of a data breach, potentially affecting nearly 36 million customers. TechCrunch's Carly Page has a piece on this. It's titled, "Comcast Says Hackers Stole Data of Close to 36 Million Xfinity Customers." So the issue appears to be related to a weakness in enterprise hardware, namely some networking devices made by a company called Citrix. So Comcast uses Citrix devices in its own network, and hackers discovered a vulnerability in certain Citrix gear last summer. Citrix responded by creating and then making available some security patches, but not everyone was right on top of the ball there and didn't implement the security patches fast enough, including apparently Comcast. So that gave hackers the chance to exploit the vulnerability in Comcast's systems this past October and access customer data. And we're just hearing about it now, right? Like, Comcast found out about it about a month later, and now we're hearing about it. So what kind of data was accessed? Comcast hasn't fully explained that yet. Apparently they're still investigating it, but they said that at least for some customers, it includes a lot, like their name, their username, a hashed version of their password. So in other words, sort of an encrypted version, no telling how strong the encryption is. The customer's address, their other contact information, so like email, phone number, that sort of stuff, their date of birth, the last four digits of their social security number, and any security questions and answers they may have provided. You know, the stuff like, what was the street you grew up on kind of questions. Comcast has been reaching out to customers and requiring them to do a password reset, while also recommending that they enable two-factor authentication. This is where I recommend to all of y'all that you use multi-factor authentication whenever it is available. Multi-factor authentication does not guarantee that you're absolutely safe from attacks, but it does raise the bar enough so that I would say most attackers won't bother putting forth the effort to get past it. Now, I did say most, not all. So there is no such thing as a perfectly safe system, but you can at least improve your security and thus eliminate like 98% of the potential attacks you could face. And I think that is a worthwhile effort. If you're in the United States and you are a last-minute shopper type, and the holidays are right here upon us, maybe you were planning on getting someone an Apple Watch, specifically a Series 9 or an Ultra 2 Apple Watch, you better hop to it. Because once 3 p.m. rolls around on the 21st, which is this Thursday, those watches will be off store shelves in the U.S. And that's because Apple is facing a ban by the International Trade Center, or ITC, all because of a little sensor that's present in those two models of the Apple Watch. So a company called Masimo, which makes medical devices, is in a patent dispute with Apple over a sensor called an SpO2 sensor. It's designed to measure the blood oxygen levels. So Masimo, I don't know how you say the name of the company. Essentially, they're saying Apple infringed upon a patented technology. It's an allegation that Apple vehemently denies. But in the face of this ITC ban, Apple is preemptively making the move to pull all Series 9 and Ultra 2 models off the shelves for the time being within the U.S. The matter is up for review. President Biden will actually have the authority to either veto or allow the ban to continue. If he does not veto the ban, Apple can still actually appeal that decision in federal courts, but it would mean that the tech would be off limits for U.S. customers, at least within the United States. I mean, you could technically travel somewhere else and buy one of these, I guess. According to Victoria Song of The Verge, Apple is also working on a software solution that, if approved by the ITC, could serve as a workaround for the issue. So there wouldn't have to be any changes to the hardware, and Apple could continue to sell them in stores in the United States. So we'll have to see what happens with this. Google has agreed to a settlement with the U.S. states, as in all 50 United States states, in a massive antitrust lawsuit. So this lawsuit focused on Google's Play Store, the Android app store, essentially. And the United States was accusing Google of operating an anti-competitive platform by controlling the stuff like app distribution on Android devices and forcing app developers to pay fees for in-app transactions, right? Like Google would take a cut of all in-app transactions. That's something that Apple has also faced in courts in the United States recently. So if a judge approves this settlement, because it has not been approved as of the time I'm recording this, Google will have to pay $700 million and says it will introduce greater competition in the Play App Store to boot. Of that $700 million, $70 million would go to a fund that the U.S. states would divvy up. The other $630 million would go to a fund that would pay out to Google consumers. In the process of the settlement, Google admits no wrongdoing, which is often a case with court settlements. Now, this is just the latest news in an ongoing year of scrutiny on Google from various regulators. So I think we're going to have a lot more stories about various governmental organizations applying pressure to Google next year. But you'll have to listen to my predictions episode that'll be coming up in a little more than a week and a half to learn more about that. Yep, it's coming back. Speaking of coming back, we'll be back too after we take this quick break to thank our sponsors. Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices. And that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
We're back. Sean Lengass of CNN has a story about how Microsoft believes operatives from China are making use of generative AI in an effort to mislead U.S. voters. So the images are meant to sow discord among voters, and to push the divide that already exists between the left and the right to even greater extremes. Really, it's about making extremists. And y'all, we do not need outside help to do that. We're really good at it ourselves. But admittedly, if you put your thumb on the scale, it does speed things up considerably. So this campaign appears to largely center on creating kind of iconic images through AI. And these images are meant to highlight specific issues in the United States to a degree that I would actually call absurd. I looked at some of these images and I'm thinking, this feels like it's parody or satire, right? It's so over the top. However, according to at least some folks over in Microsoft, the efforts are proving to be effective because they are driving engagement online, at least on certain platforms. According to Lingas, other companies have reported a rise in Chinese-backed misinformation campaigns as well, where they've actually taken action to take down these campaigns. And some of them at least appear to not be particularly effective, but they are happening. So it's a reminder to not accept everything you encounter online, specifically on social networking sites, at face value. Rob Stumpf of Inside EVs has an article titled, "Volkswagen will bring back physical buttons in new cars." And yeah, that pretty much gives it away, right? The title says that the company has decided to walk back recent design changes in their electric vehicle line. And those design changes saw a lot of touchscreen interfaces and haptic capacitive buttons replace physical buttons that were on things like control panels and steering wheels. So Volkswagen had really kind of made this declaration that they were going to go buttonless, but it turns out that the customers, the drivers, send a very clear message to the company saying, don't do that. Customers reported that the touchscreen interfaces and those haptic capacitive surfaces on the steering wheel were distracting and frustrating and potentially even dangerous to use. As such, the company has started to revise the design on the ID.2 electric vehicle, which reintroduces some, but not all, of the physical control buttons. The whole brouhaha prompted Volkswagen's CEO to say the design change to touch interfaces, quote, did a lot of damage, end quote, to the brand. Now keep in mind, Volkswagen is the same brand that was behind the Dieselgate scandal years ago. I mean, arguably, that company is still trying to recover from that brouhaha. So it knows a lot about damaging itself. And this story mostly is focused in Europe. Like, that's where a lot of these vehicles have been released and the objection to them has followed. I will personally say I am not a driver, so it's not like I have any real expertise in this area. But I do find it off-putting to be in a vehicle where everything is like a touch-based interface because it requires, to me at least, to spend more time looking at the interface to figure out what I need to do in order to achieve the outcome I want. And if I were a driver, that would mean my attention would be off the road. And that, I think, is pretty darn dangerous. I was going to say reckless, but ironically, that seems like that'd be the wrong word to use. Anyway, Volkswagen has said, you know what? Our bad. We'll go back to buttons. So we'll see how those look in future models. Speaking of cars, this week, Canada is likely to announce that all new cars will need to be zero emissions vehicles by the year 2035. And by that, I mean, actually, some Canadian governmental agency will issue a statement. Not that Canada itself will suddenly gain sentience and begin to speak. Anyway, the point is, it seems like Canada is following in the footsteps of several other countries around the world that are also setting requirements on new vehicles to be as carbon-free as far as emissions go within a little more than a decade. This doesn't cover used vehicles, obviously. You could still have an internal combustion engine vehicle in Canada. It's not like they're being outlawed. Just that any new vehicle from 2035 on has to be emissions free. I find it somewhat amazing that I could well live to see gas stations become largely obsolete. Like, it's such an integrated thing in my life. I think of, like, I have childhood memories of going to gas stations and stuff. It is wild to me to think that within 10, 15 years, those could pretty much become, you know, completely converted over into like charging stations and stuff. It just is odd. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm old. And in space news, NASA demonstrated the enormous power of the Deep Space Optical Communications Project, or DSOC, by beaming an ultra-high-definition video from space to Earth using laser beams. And I know what you're thinking. A video of what? What did NASA's video contain? Well, maybe you didn't ask that question. You probably can guess. I mean, it's a digital video. Yes, it was of a cat, because some memes just won't go away. Now, this particular cat is Taters, an orange tabby, and the video shows Taters joyfully chasing a little laser beam dot around an environment. And the transmitter is aboard a spacecraft called Psyche. That spacecraft is nearly 19 million miles away from us. But you'll be relieved to hear that little Taters has his paws firmly on the ground. Taters did not go on a ride out to space. What they did was they shot the video, or actually they took a video and downloaded it, and then they saved it to Psyche spacecraft's hard drive, essentially, sent the spacecraft out into space, and then it beamed the video back to us at a speed that was incredible, faster than broadband speeds here on the ground. It took less than 2 minutes for the message to travel those 19 million miles. It actually, they said it took less time for the spacecraft to beam the video down to Earth than it took for them to transmit the video from the receiver station to the headquarters, which is pretty amazing. The experiment really helps pave the way for long distance transmissions in space. That's something that's going to be a key component in missions to places like Mars or beyond. If we want to set up really good like colonies on places like Mars or the moon, using this kind of laser communication technology will be key to bringing down the delay times as much as possible and being able to communicate seamlessly or as close to it as we can. Okay, I've got just one article recommendation for y'all today. TJ Thompson and Daniel Angus wrote a piece for The Conversation, although I actually found it on Tech Explorer. And the piece is titled "Data Poisoning: How Artists Are Sabotaging AI to Take Revenge on Image Generators." And I've talked about data poisoning before on this show, but it's a good article to get a grounding in what's going on. As you probably know, a lot of artists are upset that AI companies have been using artists' works to train up generative AI, but they haven't gotten the artist's consent to do that. So it's sort of like if you found out someone was using your work to train your replacement without ever telling you. Like, they might be saying, hey, you're putting in great work, and they really mean it, because they mean your great work is training up the person who's going to take over your job. Anyway, as this piece explains, some artists are experimenting with ways to trip up AI so that it produces really poor output. So check it out. And that's it for this episode of Tech Stuff. I'll have one or two other tech news episodes before we close out the year. I've also got a bunch of special episodes kind of looking back over some of the big tech stories of 2023. So check those out. And there'll even be special ones publishing on weekends, so you can check those out too. And thanks to all of you. Thanks to the amazing production staff who have stepped up to help me out during the holiday season. I really appreciate it, including super producer Tari. I hope you are enjoying your holiday. And to all of you out there, I wish you happiness and health, and I'll talk to you again really soon. Tech Stuff is an iHeartRadio production. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.